Hello, Gone Wild Audio. So I am currently stuck in another country because of COVID. But in honor of that, I will be answering this or that questionnaire in a very weird accent. And I'm gonna let you guess what what accent I'm trying to mimic. But like, fair warning, it might be a pain to get through this, so like, at the end of the day, it's just another challenge, you know, if you're feeling dauntless or lost in life in general. Yes, I'm feeling pretty lost too. Anywho, alright, this or that questionnaire answered in a very mysterious accent that. Yes, that I'm going to try to replicate. I hope no one I know in real life ever hears me talk like this, but alright. Number one, sweet or salty snacks. I am generally a sweet and salty snack kind of person, just because I like variation, like, in my diet. Just hits different when your taste buds sense sweet and salty at the same time. Horror or romance? I generally hate tear-jerking romance movies because I am a heartless bitch. Unless it's like a romantic comedy, which I am completely okay with. I actually like romantic comedies. But for horror, I tend to like paranormal stuff. Otherwise, I'd binge watch horror when I'm procrastinating. Emotional or stoic? I am generally a very emotional person. I know I said I was a heartless bitch, but I don't. To those I really care about, I don't think I'm that stoic. I do have that one mood where I'm like tired all the time, so I don't know what that counts as. Good girl, good boy, or rebel? I tend to go for probably rebel types if we're talking about romance partners. I think I might be more of a good girl. Like, I present better as a good girl just because I really respect authority because I was raised in a very conservative environment. Even though we both know it's just how people perceive me. Oh my god. All right, hot or cold weather? I love cold weather. It's just that I can't do any work when it's cold. It's just so hard, you know. Rain or shine, I love the sun. Not when it gets prickly on your skin and gets all itchy, I don't like that. But like, raining, I like rain only when you're like tucked in indoors with someone special and you're just binging on movies. Road trip or fly? I'm generally more of a fly person just because I've never really gone on road trips. And I don't remember road trips anyway because I was too young. I was like 13 or 12. I'm 19 now. Anyways. Safe or risky? I am pretty safe, I would say. I don't actually know. I don't think there's a subjective way to answer this. I mean, I've done some risky behaviors in terms of starting my reports the night before. Oh my god, I sound like such a nerd. Oh yeah, like when I was 16, I shoplifted. Yeah, But no, I don't know. Reserved or open book? I feel like to people I'm close with, I'm such an open book. But turns out I have a hard time being emotionally vulnerable, especially with romantic partners, which is very destructive. But I guess it protects a part of me. Cool. Hotel or camping? I generally want, like, ideally, I'd want to lie under the stars one summer night and just look at the constellations, but I am such a hotel person, you know? You can't compare nature with the smell of hotel linens when they come fresh out of the laundry. It's a whole other feeling. XSOOS. I'm not sure what this means, so I'm gonna skip. Call or text. I'm such a call person, and it's crazy because the person I'm dating, they like to text me a lot, and it drives me insane because I need to hear your voice unless it's impersonal. Extra or minimalist? I'd say minimalist is very aesthetically pleasing, but with reality, I'm probably more of an extra person. Rap or rock and roll? Probably rap. Big or little spoon? Oh, I might be the big spoon. I have a hard time being vulnerable. I'm generally the nurturing figure in the relationship, the protective one, or I just don't really like being touched. That. I don't know. Maybe I have a hard time trusting people. Pessimist or optimist? I am such a pessimist, but it's probably because I'm unrealist. So, passive or assertive? I am very passive. I've been trying to be more assertive. Oh my god, assertive this year. Skeptical or superstitious? I was pretty superstitious growing up. I don't know. Christmas or Halloween? I'm more of a Christmas person just because I was raised very religious. But here I am. But I guess I'd love to go to a good Halloween party, so I don't know. Whew, that's all 7 minutes of me speaking in a weird accent. Thank you so much for listening. Yes, cool. Have a great week, guys.